This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This seemed like it got here really quick. Oh, well. Time flies when you're having fun. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a lubricant. That's what most people would know it as. They also have a very good solvent. The best solvent. And if you use the solvent first, then the lubricant, then you're going to get the treatment, which is going to make your Frog Lube IQ go sky high, which means your gun's just going to run. Check them out at froglube.com. For those out there that, you know, I get out there on a constant basis. If I ever break the law, I expect the book to be thrown at me. So I don't break the law. But they seem to have, with criminals, they seem to have this tendency to constantly be letting them in and out of jail. We get this out of California, Whittier, California, where, you know, the gun control capital of the world. There, a gang member charged with murder and the shooting death of a police officer made some very disturbing comments about killing this guy in a taped interview conducted in a jail medical ward. His name is Michael Christopher Mejia, and he admitted in a police interview that he shot another officer after he killed one officer and his own cousin. Sort of looks to me like an MS-13 member. He is a recidivist. He has been in and out of this a lot. His comments were revealed Thursday during a hearing to determine if there was enough evidence for him to stand trial. Mejia, 26, is charged with the murder of the fatal February 20 shootings of Officer Keith Boyer and Roy Torres. And he said, I guess you guys have everything down. Smoke my cousin, smoke the cop. I mean, what else do you guys want? I shot another cop. I did it. I mean, I did it. Both of them. All three of them had it coming. He fatally shot his cousin and stole his car before crashing into two other cars. Then he pulled out a semi-automatic weapon and opened fire on Boyer and Officer Patrick Hazel when the officers responded to the traffic collision. Hazel was shot in the abdomen and is recovering. Mejia has been recently released. He had been recently released from jail at the time of the incident. And he said he noticed the officers didn't have their weapons drawn, and he delayed it. And he said, I should have smoked them quicker. When asked if he had anything to say to the Whittier Police Department, Mejia said, they need to train your guys better. They got a taste of a real L.A. gang member, real L.A. gang member. You know what I mean? And nope, I don't feel sorry. Prosecutors have yet to decide if they will seek the death penalty against Mejia. He is also charged with one count each of attempted murder of a peace officer, carjacking, and possession of a firearm by a felon with two prior convictions. These are the guys we keep letting out. Then, on the other hand, we have the Islamists, who we just love. And remember this, this is a quote from William Thackeray. The world has no particular objection to vice, but it does have an insuperable repugnance to hearing vice called by its proper name. Last week in the UK, local police commissioner Alison Hernandez, she had an attack of malicious honesty, indicated that she was open to the idea that UK citizens arming themselves with guns as a defense against Islamic terrorists. And she voiced her opinion during a radio talk show. That would require significant revision of their current array of anti-gun laws that make private ownership of nearly any species of firearm illegal in the UK. She was quickly slapped down by her superiors, who ever so sanctimoniously declared that the very idea of privately owned guns in the UK is unthinkable. I suspect Ms. Hernandez maybe can forget that next promotion. She is going to, and the UK is suffering from enforced helplessness. That's the current policy. What they're discovering in the UK, unhappily, is that their glorious socialist Marxist nanny state, which is so piously promoted by all of the beautiful people, that they foolishly thought would bring about a utopian society where no one had to do any work, has cunningly enslaved them, as it always does everywhere it's been tried, suffocating every vestige of individual initiative, personal dignity. They've been deceived, gullible victims of their own vanity, vice, and cowardice, and they now know it. And the same can be said for the rest of Western Europe, now in the process of being voluntarily Muslimized, with scant resistance, not even any sort of significant opposition. Their ultimate religious political conversion to Islam will be violently, brutally forced upon them. And there will be no going back. Sharia law is going to be the way of the world in Europe. The Moors have invaded all over again, and with no less brutality and cruelty than the last time, except the amoral socialist collaborators don't really care so long as they're on the winning side. Right now, today, we still have the Second Amendment. But we, too, have experienced relentless efforts by our own leftist collaborators, the Democrats and the Rhinos, to regulate it out of existence. Successfully in places like New York City, New Jersey, California. Personal defense is not just a choice. It means accepting full responsibility for your individual safety and claiming our own magnificence and the magnificence of our religion and our culture. We don't ask permission from anybody. And upon our own summary command and judgment, we defend ourselves with grace, strength, confident that we are righteous. And this is our birthright as Americans. We will be enslaved by no one. George Washington said, a free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. So there you have it. We have an example here in the United States of an MS-13 member who thinks he should have smoked the cops faster. And we can look across the pond at our cousins, the Brits, who are actually my cousins, and see what's happening to them. And make no mistake about it, Europe is going to, if you've ever seen 2010 First Contact, which was a sequel to 2001 A Space Odyssey, when Jupiter is swallowed by the monoliths, when the monoliths completely swamp the planet of Jupiter, that's the way Islam is going to be in Europe. And that bothers me to no end, because I have lived there and I loved it. I love the people of Europe, and the fact that their government is going to sell them down the river, is in the process of selling them down the river, is heartbreaking. But I will not stand by and watch that happen here, and I hope you will join me on that one. When we get back, we're going to look at the Castile verdict, finally. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is, well, it is a solvent. First, you want the solvent. You want to make sure that everything that you are going to be using is very clean. And you can take your gun apart and drop it just wholesale into it. It's not going to hurt your optics if you have, like, night sights or something else. That's the first thing you want. Then you want to lubricate it, and there is no better lubricant than the Frog Lube Extreme. That's what I use. That's what I always use, because it's just good stuff. Anyway. And that's going to treat your weapon. And when that treats your weapon, you're going to find that this weapon is completely resistant to all things environmental, and that's what you want. Froglube.com. All right, the Philando Castile travesty. Let's call it that, shall we? Let's look at the two players in this, which is Philando Castile and Officer Geronimo Yanez. Officer Yanez lost control of a very controllable situation, and he let that situation get him out of control of himself. Now, it's very easy to sit back and be an armchair quarterback, but from what I understand, in law enforcement, this is basic training stuff, and Yanez missed this. When Castile politely told Officer Yanez he was carrying a firearm, Yanez said, "Okay, don't reach for it then," to which Castile began to reply something illegible, and Yanez sternly said, "Don't pull it out," to which Castile replied, "I'm not pulling it out," and his girlfriend chimed in from the passenger seat saying he's not pulling it out. And then Yanez yelled, "Don't pull it out," as he drew his own gun and fired 7 times into the car. This took 5 seconds. The key discrepancy is between Yanez's version and Castile's girlfriend's version as to whether Castile was actually touching the gun in his pocket. Yanez said he did, and that Castile was pulling the gun from his pocket even as he was saying that he was not. His girlfriend contended that Castile never touched the firearm but was attempting to obey Officer Yanez's instruction to produce his driver's license by reaching for his wallet. She also claims that when Yanez yelled, "Don't pull it out," Castile stopped what he was doing and began moving his empty hands back toward the steering wheel, but Yanez began firing anyway. Once again, without me trying to be an armchair quarterback here, one thing that is conspicuously missing in the things that he was yelling at Philando Castile was stop, or put up your hands, or freeze, or whatever cliche you want to use. Now, Castile was given conflicting instructions. He was told not to go for his gun, but he was told to produce his driver's license. Now, this is where we get into certain things. Yanez is Hispanic. So are we going to say that Yanez was racist here because Castile was black? Is that what we're going to say? I think in the very final look at things, what we have is an officer that let a controllable situation get out of control and a gun carrier who maybe thought some things that turned out to be really badly wrong. I would love to know how fast he was moving inside the car. When I when I have been pulled over, I mean, JT, who I train with and who I shoot with and who I hang out with whenever I get a chance, JT pulled me over the first time we ever met. He knew who I was, but he pulls me over the first time we ever met. My hands are on the steering wheel. Not because I knew who he was, but because he was a lawman pulling me over. And I knew, well, I thought I knew why he was pulling me over, but it turned out he just wanted to give me some ammo. But I was moving really, really slow and really deliberately. I presume since we were coming out of a Department of Natural Resources firing range, that he knew that I had a gun, but I did tell him anyway. I did inform him anyway, and he knew that already. But every time that ever happens, and I've been stopped by police officers, I didn't know, that I didn't learn to know, that I didn't go out and start training with and doing things with. All that being said, I give them the wide berth. I don't want them getting nervous. In a right world, this would mean that Yanez retains control of the situation and Castile is alive, not shot. And another, in the world in which we exist, I think justice sort of demands that Yanez get at least charged with manslaughter. But he hasn't been. This was a confluence of errors on both sides. I don't think making an error means it costs you your life. So, we will see what we get out of this. Lesson learned. I sincerely hope Black America continues to arm themselves to get on this bandwagon because you guys are the ones that are getting killed the most. So I say arm yourselves because you are Americans just like me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. .com. It just works.
Frog Lube, when they first started with me, this is one thing I've never really talked about that much, but Chris Costa had told me about how he would take and smear the paste all over the bolt carrier group on an AR-15, and I decided to try that. And the first time I tried it, I was horrified by the way it looked. It looked like a geled applesauce almost. But then I decided to listen to him. I decided to listen to Larry Lasky, and I left it there. And I left it like that on purpose for quite some time, and then I took it out and pulled the trigger on it. And after I pulled the trigger on it one time, that stuff leveled out, liquefied, and just got just smooth, and it just ran. And then after I was done, you know, if I hadn't cleaned it, it would now be dirty. It might be a little bit gummy, which the thing to remember about Frog Lube is that the Frog Lube is not getting gummy itself because it doesn't burn. The byproducts of pulling the trigger, you know, the particulate matter that comes from the primer, the unburned gunpowder and everything, it might find its way there, and then it gets gummy. So, that part of it, you gotta remember that you gotta clean it off. You gotta use that solvent. Check them out at froglube.com. Now then, Blair Gladwin, he's the owner of a California-based Gladwin Guns and Ammo, has filed three class action lawsuits against online payment processors PayPal, Stripe, and Square for singling out him and other firearms businesses. Payment companies required Gladwin and the other owners to reveal the nature of their dealings, after which the payment companies refused to work with them. In fact, with Square, for example, with Square, I can't accept a payment from somebody for advertising because the name of this show, which is Lock and Load, they will not allow that to go through because of the name of the show, especially if it's coming from a gun partner. Gladwin claims that this type of discrimination is a violation of California's UNRRA Civil Rights Act, sections 51, 52A, and 52C, a law that protects federally licensed gun stores from such refusals of business transactions. These are class action lawsuits, and they are on behalf of himself and all federal firearms dealers who were barred from starting an account or had an account terminated by a payment processor because of the type of business they ran. These lawsuits follow legislation recently introduced on Capitol Hill intended to roll back Operation Choke Point, which why that isn't passed by now is beyond me. This is where large banking institutions would be pressured by the DOJ to lump gun companies that either sold ammunition, sold, guns. I don't know about ammunition components, you know, like reloading like crack and pop or anything like that, but they would pressure them to put them in the same category as online gambling and, payday loans online and that kind of thing. And then they would refuse because they would be in that category of business, which all of those, no matter how unsavory they are, online pornography, no matter how unsavory they are legal. The way you combat that kind of business, if you don't like that kind of business, is you don't pay them nothing. You don't patronize them. You do not get, the government does not get to go after the businesses they like versus the businesses they don't like. I wouldn't let the government get involved in any business. But, like I say, it's a damn good thing I'm not in charge of nothing. Lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee met with various businesses deleteriously affected by that regulation Thursday. Gladwin's attorney, William McGrain, told the Daily Caller Friday that the very large non-bank defendants in these cases are allowing their private sense of political correctness to extend so far as to ban even persons who hold valid federal firearms licenses from accepting electronic funds transfers. Wouldn't you think they'd want to do that? Because these are the guys doing the background checks, right? Isn't that the panacea, the perfect, the thing that solves all the problems? Background check. Isn't that what it is? Now, gun companies do not historically, as far as I know, they don't operate on things like 30-day paper, 60-day paper, which is where certain really big corporations, they get out there and they have the money. They just don't want to spend their money. They want to spend somebody else's money. So they borrow the money short term. They run their business on these things, on these monies that they borrow short term, and then they pay that back. And it's a constant revolving circle. Most gun companies are almost cash businesses, but this would have required that everybody be a cash business. They wouldn't have been able to take online payment. They wouldn't have been able to take debit card, credit card payment. And that's all in a misguided effort to effectively ban the sale of firearms and related products from the marketplace. PayPal and Stripe and Square are violating in California the UNRRA Act. And they should begin to allow firearms merchants to use their payment processors to enable the legal buying and selling of firearms. And they're looking for a total award to class members of no less than $5 million per company class action lawsuit and attorney fees. Now, PayPal was founded by a guy named Peter Thiel, who was, he's a very staunch libertarian. He backed Trump. They prohibit all account holders from buying or selling any type of firearm and certain firearm parts and ammunition. They are smart enough to know the difference between a radio show and an FFL. I will say that for them. I do have a PayPal account because PayPal is safer when you're dealing with something like Amazon, for example. when asked by the Daily Caller last year about his thoughts on his former company's policy, because Thiel no longer is involved in it, he said they wouldn't be doing this if I was still running it. But you're not, Peter. That's the problem. So, we'll see where this goes. If there's any justice at all, well, it'll get resolved and they'll be forced to do business with legal entities in the United States. Cigarettes just about killed me. Well, me smoking cigarettes just about killed me. Cigarettes themselves didn't kill me because they're inanimate. But do I think cigarettes should be banned? No. Do I think people that smoke should maybe go to an ICU ward to see people after they've had open heart surgery? Oh, yeah. Just to see. But smoking is a very, very, it's legal. And for people who do smoke, it is very hard to quit smoking. I know because I wanted to quit smoking before I had the heart attack, but I just didn't have the willpower to do it. Because I enjoyed it. Not because I was captured, because I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy being terrified. That's why I don't smoke anymore. I was terrified there for a moment. When we get back, the Democrats keep out there, they're calling things moral victories. That's just a wordy way of saying you lost. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Frog Lube. Check them out. You'll like it. Froglube.com. Democrats are O and everything right now. They just went through two twin defeats. They were expected to win in Georgia, and Republicans were too expected to win in South Carolina, but somehow or other they almost lost. But at the end of the day, they're both wins, and that must be added to Democrat defeats in Montana and Kansas City, or the Kansas House, special elections earlier this year. And Republicans, in all honesty, they have little to offer frustrated and distrustful Americans right now. Democrats have nothing to offer. Their leadership, if you want to call it that, is stocked with rich, white plutocrats who claim that I'm a racist, who claim that you're a racist, who claim that I want to kill everybody, that I'm a homophobe, that I'm a this, I'm a that. Like I can't even have my own opinion without being labeled. They've gotten all of their wealth in the public service of politics, and it's really very seedy graft. So voters in traditionally Republican areas, like those four House districts, may be upset with Republicans, but they also understand that the defeat of a Republican House candidate in a traditionally Republican area would be seen nationally as a rebuke to President Trump. So they turn out to vote, and they vote for the party Trump has chosen as his own. And the curiosity is that Democrats, who lust for power like nobody else out there today, are quite literally incapable of offering anything but some noxious feminism, some stale racial whining, worn-out socialism presented by multimillionaires like Hillary, job-destroying radical environmentalism, pathetic complaints about religious extremism that invariably means peaceful and loving Christians and never vicious Muslims, and other failed and hateful policies which they pursue with such vigor. These Democrats agree with Hillary that one quarter of the nation, the one quarter, of course, who do most of the real work, are deplorable. And agree that with Pelosi that desperate folks on unemployment can write books and such stuff. And things for Democrats are about to get worse. And I mean a lot worse. Bernie Sanders, the dolt who seems to hate Christianity that defeats Israel more than Islam that calls for Christianity's death, and his weird acolytes when they're not trying to murder Republican House leaders, are taking over state Democratic Party organizations one by one. By the way, Bernie, good luck in that $10 million fraud thing that you're lawyering up about. Chuck Todd didn't even ask him a question on Meet the Press the other day about that. Not a one. It's in there like an 800-pound gorilla, just, you know, Bernie's in there being Bernie. By 2020 and perhaps by 2018, many state Democrat organizations will be run by folks who think the demise of the Soviet Union was a tragedy. And what our country really needs is more atheism and more socialism and more statism. Ask Democrats who remember 1972 what that means in national elections. The nuttiest radicals imaginable took over the Democratic Party that year. These uncontrollable freaks delayed McGovern's impassioned Come Home America acceptance speech until the wee hours because they insisted on playing Mickey Mouse's name in nomination and generally behaving like inmates and an insane asylum that had gotten hold of the keys. And America noticed. The AFL-CIO, for the first time in memory, declined to support the Democrat nominee in 1972. Even a president as unpopular as Nixon was able to win 49 states. Had he focused more on electing Republican senators that year than padding his presidential majority, Democrats would have lost control of the Senate, and had he channeled even more campaigns to House candidates, Republicans might have even captured the House as well. But the Nixonian hubris saved the Democrats' skin. Trump is not going to make the mistakes Nixon made in 1972 if the Democrats present him with the opportunity. If he leads Republicans to supermajorities, then his influence on Republicans in Congress, many of whose members would owe their seats to him, that's going to grow. The Democratic Party is a junkie. And they are addicted to their own surreal ideological fantasy. They're unable to change or evolve into a political party that might actually do this republic some good. They could do something as easy as defending coal miners from environmental extremism or demanding that we defend women oppressed by Islam or granting school choice for some inner city kids and parents. No chance in hell. That sort of sensible and patriotic intention would have the added benefit of forcing Republicans to actually be a responsible politician instead of the recipients of the benefits of Democrat stupidity and madness. And the reality now is that the Democrats now seem incapable of winning and have begun seeing losing as Hillary lost in the 2016 presidential election and Ossoff's loss on Tuesday as victory. Which is the leftist way. It's up is down, black is white, you know. They see it as victory or as victory stolen. But it's still a loss. You still lost. Losing is not winning. No matter how much you fantasize otherwise. The political party that has chosen to consign themselves to two narrow coastal regions and a few dysfunctional big cities is more and more simply the party of losers. Politics, especially election politics is like war. It's a numbers game. Trump went out there and they said, you got to win the Electoral College. So what did Trump do? He went out and won the Electoral College. And for Hillary to be out there talking about how this was stolen from her and that was stolen from her, you didn't. Wisconsin was not stolen from you, Hillary. You didn't go to Wisconsin. You actually have to show up and campaign in some of these things. You were not ever going to be coronated. Nobody likes you. You're not even as likable as your husband, who I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. But this whole idea that everybody had about the inevitability, that was the thing everybody was talking about, the inevitability. It is inevitable. I saw Richard Luntz. I saw his prediction the night of the election where he was saying, it is inevitable, face it, get used to it, Hillary's going to be the president. That was November the 8th, 2016. Until 9 p.m. Then, when that came, well, that was a different story altogether. At 9 p.m., when everybody was sitting there and, you know, this is before Florida fell. That's when he was making, when Florida fell, everybody knew it was done. When he won Florida, it was done. And then they waited an horribly long time because they just didn't want to say it. They didn't want to say, Michigan goes to Trump. But this air of inevitability, you got to have people voting for you. And having people voting for you in California, winning California means you get 55 electoral votes. That's what it means. Running up the total and getting every vote in California doesn't mean anything other than 55. That's what, it's a winner-take-all thing. I think there's two states that do not give all of the delegates or all of the electoral voters to the winning candidate. I don't remember who they are, but they don't do it for the most part. So, lost. You're a loser. You were never going to be a winner. And you didn't even get that. How could you not get that? Oh, well. Back in 21 hours, between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never, ever, 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 ever been about gun control. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. Bear that in mind, and we will see you tomorrow. This has been Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my boss wanted to toss it all the wisdom he shared. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.